Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Welcome out to another episode of The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky. I'm your host with the most, Nick Nitro,
Nick's
writer,
back.
And I'm back. It's not the No Nick Show anymore.
I liked the No Nick
that
Show.
Was,
I thought it was a fun episode.
It was a fun episode until the scene began. We'll talk about that here in a second. Let's not jump the board too
that
much.
That was all making
it's not that they were bad overall. It was just more that they needed to rehearse a few more times.
They didn't really rehearse. They were running
I understand that.
And they were trying
that's
to do
exactly
something together. Johnny Cub prepared to do a parody that we had talked about, but I didn't think the lyrics were good enough, and you took them with you because they weren't
you're
good
right.
Enough.
And we'll talk about
so,
that
and,
too.
And neither one of us forgot to tell John, mostly me, because I was responsible for telling John. We forgot to tell John. And so, he didn't get the memo that we weren't doing it, so he showed up and,
he showed up all prepared and we left him out there holding his crotch naked. Very
sad.
Awkward for John. But it's not that it was bad singing or bad playing, it was just more that they could have used a little bit more preparation. And I'm going to go with that more on Nathan's end. Okay.
Nathan.
Beyond that, though, you guys were really great. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of stuff you were talking about that was happening in Florida.
Nice.
That
nice.
I wanted to talk about, but I couldn't because I was here. Was
That's
not
true.
Here. So, here as in Florida. Here. In Florida, but yeah. I'm the creator of Dribble for Kids, and with
sure.
me is... let's introduce you, since you're talking. That would be
Jimmy.
Nice. You're Jimmy. And
we are, for the first time since he became a regular host, Sam Psalms John.
Sans John, yes.
It might be the second time. For some reason, I'm thinking there was another episode of this.
There was one other episode, but I think we still had a parody song or something, so it didn't feel like John was necessarily wrong.
Right.
This time, we don't really have a song.
But he's excused. He had a reasonable excuse.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's not kicked off the show. He will be back next week and every other week.
Oh, of course. John is great. We love John.
We do love
we
John.
Love
we
John.
Would be lost without John.
We would be lost
he was
without John.
The music
John.
Director of our show.
Yes, and overall good vibes feeling guy.
Yes.
So... John, we miss you, Sarah. We hope
we
you
do.
Come back.
This is the No John Show. We have
this is the No John Show.
So I have to take next week off? Is that what you're saying?
Yes!
No.
I'm kidding, Jimmy. You don't have to.
I might be. In 2 weeks, it'll be my birthday. We should do a special Jimmy's birthday episode.
That's right.
Even though we didn't do a special next birthday episode.
Well, because my birthday is unimportant.
And we didn't do a special John's birthday.
John's birthday is not up yet.
His birthday was in December. We just
I thought it was in April. That's
no,
why he was
December.
Well, fuck me and the goat ass. Okay.
But he wasn't a regular host.
That's yeah, sure. That's the ticket. He wasn't a regular host. Yeah.
Look at all these TV seasons on sale. If you guys listen to this, Amazon.com is having this huge classic television sale. The original Star Trek seasons are only $37.99, which I'm tempted to buy them. Even though I have all the volumes, but I'm not going to. Mary Tyler Moore's $15.99 a season, which I might buy because I like the first season.
That's it, Jimmy. Just keep stretching out time.
Oh, no. I'm not kidding. There are so... Like, most of these shows are under $20 a season. The Bewitch seasons are like $23.99, which again tempt me because I only have the first season. Happy Days season 2 is like 16-something.
Hey!
I have season 1. I'm trying to convince myself not to buy any of them because I'm poor.
Jimmy, you should not buy any of them because you're poor and you need to save your money.
I know. Right now, I've ruled out Star Trek, I've ruled out Bewitched. I'm pretty much just leaning up in Mary Tyler Moore and maybe Happy Days, but...
No, Jimmy, not right now.
Good
Follow
point.
Your own word, sir.
Good point.
And
X,
stick...
It is close.
Good man. Good.
Like I did see, and I'm not going to buy this, but of interest to you, because you were saying something the other day about how you think Sesame Street has really gone downhill.
A little, yeah. Well, I'm just saying,
I
back
watched
to the
it
mid-90s.
One year, so I don't know if it's gone down.
Okay, I got on a little kick the other day on YouTube where I was
watching. Yes, you did. Oh my god, you did.
I was looking up stuff for the Muppets.
I think you should play that one song as our music break tonight. Since
wait,
we don't have
Furry Happy Monsters? Or
Furry Happy Monsters should be our music
okay,
break tonight.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to write that down. Furry Happy Monsters.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Anyway, there's a new DVD out called Sesame Street Old School Volume 1. 1969 to 1974.
Awesome.
It actually came out in 2006. I just thought it was new because I'd never heard of it. it is a box set. It came October 24th, 2006. It's 440 minutes of the first 5 seasons of Sesame Street. So obviously it's not complete seasons. It's just like a best of.
Hey, you know what though? Some of the stuff that fell flat, you want that out of there. You just want all the good stuff.
Well, it's the best of the 5 years.
Exactly.
And when was this one released? In November 6th, 2007, so a year later, they released Sesame Street Old School Volume 7 from 1974 to 79. So it's season 6 through 10, the best stuff, basically.
Awesome.
And it is also, well, it's 489 minutes, so it's almost an extra hour longer than the first volume.
See, I just like some
it
of the stuff.
It picks up right where it left off with the grooviest memories. You'll see cats like Don Music, Roosevelt Franklin, Guy Smiley, and Fat Blue. Break out your boogie shoes for classics like What's the Name of That Song and Telephone Rock.
I don't remember. Oh, Telephone Rock, I sort of remember.
They do have several TV episode fun facts for Sesame Street, but I'm not exactly sure what they are. And they have Elmo on the cover, so they must be fairly new.
Yeah, Elmo.
And they do have the Best of the Electric Company volume one, too.
Me, like, playing with myself.
Which I've never got into the Electric Company. I missed that. Missed that boat. I was too young.
Yeah, I missed the whole Morgan Freeman on the Electric Company boat, too, to be honest with you. I just know that he was in it, and I've seen a video of him singing and dancing, and I was like, wow, Morgan Freeman, you've so come a long ways.
Yeah.
Seriously, you have.
I think I had heard somewhere that he was on it, but yeah.
Well, I just really like it, like, nowadays, like, they put, like, a new celebrity in that, because I don't remember that when I was growing up too much until, like, the like late 80s, early 90s. They started putting Sesame Street, started putting celebrities in there. And apparently they were doing it, but they did it sparingly because that's what they used the Muppet Show for.
Right.
And, like, I always thought it was Richard Pryor when I was growing up, but the song, You Really Gotta Hold On Me, Really. It had a giant U because the letter for that week was U. And, of course, it was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles singing to this U, and the U just kept wanting to grab a hold of him. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, it was cute. I don't always remember that. It was not Richard Pryor, though. But,
I could complete my Mary Tyler Moore collection for...
Jimmy.
Under $50.
No, Jimmy.
Well, I couldn't complete it because season 5 is not out yet.
That's right, Jimmy.
No. So I shouldn't buy any of them.
Okay, so let's not bargain over DVD sales anymore.
I'm not... Wait. How many seasons did Mary Tyler Moore run?
I don't know.
Give me a second.
We've spent 7 minutes... over this.
Doing nothing? 7 seasons.
Seven.
So I should just wait for the whole series to come out.
7 seasons, 7 minutes, all equal to one thing. Nothingness.
Nothingness. Okay, let's get moving.
Okay.
News of the week. I've got tons.
Well, let's also discuss that you're the creator of An Actor's Nightmare. So you didn't even get to properly...
Yeah.
Oh, come on now. Hey, Jimmy's books can be bought at Amazon.com.
They can.
I just want to, you know what, we're about getting you out there too, Jimmy. We're about pushing you into the fold, into the new horizon of sales.
I appreciate that.
So yeah, moving along.
That one story I had for you, the commercial thing I'm pushing for reviews, because we've got so much news and no reviews. Because just to let fans of the show know, we recorded the last episode like
Sunday,
4 days ago,
yeah.
And I've worked both jobs almost every day since then, so I've watched nothing.
This is my last day off, so I want to do it now.
Nick's been
on
for a couple days.
Yeah.
He's got some stuff going
on. Can I just say, though, I'm still fucking exhausted from MegaCon. I am still, like, seriously.
I saw
like,
your away message. I knew you were exhausted. Well, I guessed, based on my psych abilities, by looking at your away message that said I'm still exhausted from MegaCon.
Well,
I'm that good.
Well, like, I think the most exuberant thing I've done that does not feel like a waste of time was I beat the Simpsons game.
Which you're going to talk about?
Yes, I am going to talk about that tonight. But beyond that, though, like I feel like I've got some. I did some work on my comic here on the computer. But beyond that, like I still feel like I've got nothing done, and there's so much more I need to do.
Mm.
And I don't know why. I don't
understand.
Know.
Understand.
So if I at any point just seem to just nod in or out, it's not usually because I'm insane. It's just because I'm, for once, really exhausted. But anyway, little apology heads there. Oh, can I also make one comment from last week's show? And that is, the Hulk story you guys are talking about, that was going on knee-deep when we were in Florida. That was huge shit going on with that golfer hitting that golf ball in that Hulk's eye, killing the Hulk. Because they showed the Hulk afterwards. His eye was horrifying. That guy deserves to get 14 years. That's my opinion. But anyway, we're not sports. We're entertainment. So, moving along. Jimmy, go right ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I've got tons and tons of news. One thing is, Fame is being remade again. I don't know why. It wasn't good the first six times they made it. Actually, I've only seen one version. And Kevin Tuckerwood, whatever.
Who?
He's the new director for the new Fame. He's a 23-year-old choreographer who has done some television work, especially for MTV. That qualifies him to be a director of a major studio picture. That was sarcasm there. Forgetting Miss Piggy, a new Muppet movie from Forgetting Sarah Marshall folk, is on the way. Actor Jason Segel. Yay, Jason Segel. Will script the new project alongside Nick Stoller. And Segel's character creates a Dracula musical performed by Muppets.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's in Sarah Marshall. I'm sorry. Which Sarah Marshall was already released. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, I've never heard of it. They were made by Handsome Puppeteers. But that was why he decided to pitch a new Muppet movie to them, is because he had worked with them on Forgetting Sarah Marshall. He was invited in for a general meeting. And he was hired to co-write and direct the project. Says there are not many details known at this time. And it will be in theaters. Forgetting Sarah Marshall will be released April 18th, so it is not out yet. The trailer is out. So you might want to check that out if you're a Muppets fan, even though that's not Muppets, whatever. That's kind of fun. Brad Bird and Pixar are making a live-action film by traveling to 1906.
I heard about that. This has been in the pipeline for a while, but it's not been officially confirmed yet.
It is now.
So
the story centers on a college student who begins to investigate the murder of his father, uncovering a web of deceit that has left the city vulnerable to the sort of fire that breaks out when the great earthquake of 1906 hits San Francisco. The script is done by John Logan, who wrote Star Trek Nemesis, The Aviator, and Sweeney Todd, but Brad Bird is rewriting. It says that they're comparing it to Titanic.
Wow, so that means someone's going to die.
We don't know. They have officially announced, they will do two Harry Potter films based on Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
That is awesome.
It will be called Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part
2. I like how they announced that.
It says Harry Potter blah blah Part 1 and Harry Potter blah blah
Part 2.
That is pretty funny, but... on one hand, I'm disappointed that they didn't come up with another title. On the other hand, no title would have been good enough. But David Yates, who did Order of the Phoenix, which was the best movie so far, and is currently knee-deep in directing Half-Blood Prince, is also doing the final two installments.
Can I make a suggestion on... Yes. Not a suggestion, a guess on where they're going to end the first movie?
When Ron stomps away?
No.
Oh, I think so. I think it's going to be when
I think it's going to end right when Harry dies.
No, not even.
Oh, no.
That's way too close to the end. Way too close to the end.
I
that's like
100
pages from the end.
I know, but that's
what
I'm saying at this rate.
That's not what's going to happen.
Oh,
that
would be awesome.
I think it's going to be when Ron... It's either A, when Ron stomps away and they have the big fight, which would be hard to get a full half a movie before that point. A full movie before that point. Or more likely, when Ron comes back. And even though they kind of make the decision that they're going to have to go to Hogwarts. Now, I think later in the book before they realized they had to go to Hogwarts, but they should make that, what they should do is after Ron comes back and a lot of the early crap's gone down, they make the decision they have to go to Hogwarts, draw that out a little bit, and then most of the second movie is the war for Hogwarts.
I'm just going to say, or it has to end on such a majorly fucking downer.
It won't be when Harry dies. It won't.
It has to end with the downer, though.
Either that, or I could see them ending, let's go fight Voldemort.
Or, okay, that...
That's what I'm saying. He's at Hogwarts, let's go there and fight him.
I don't know. That's interesting.
I'm excited because, honestly, of the first five movies, I still thought Sorcerer's Stone was best because it followed the book most closely. And I know some people agree with me. People that haven't read the books think the third one's the best. People that have read
the
books...
What's the third one again?
Prisoner of Azkaban, the Mexican guy where they did jeans and sweatshirts.
I don't...
And a lot of people that haven't read the books think that one's the best. But to be honest, that one's the worst from a book standpoint. I think Order of the Phoenix Last Summer was the best one so far. And the fact that he's doing all four of the last four movies makes me very happy. He's doing a complete half the series. I was... a little disappointed because Chris Columbus was supposed to come back to do the last one.
Yeah, they didn't even say why he decided not to...
They didn't, but to be honest, looking at his two films and David Yates' films, I'm excited David Yates, because Chris Columbus, I love him for the fact that he barely cut anything. David Yates changed things almost too significantly, some people argued, but it was done for pacing and story's sake, and I don't feel he ruined the story.
And also, J.K. did approve of those,
oh, absolutely,
of those things. She's been there every step
and
of the way.
The things that she didn't approve of, she told them and he fixed. Like, they had cut Creature, the house elf, in Sirius Black's house, and she just looked at them and said, she didn't say keep him, but she said, I wouldn't do that if I were you, because you're going to write yourself in the corner if you try to make a long seventh movie, or two seventh movies, without Creature, because you have to have Creature for the last book.
Right.
So that's why they put Creature back in, even though his part was greatly reduced and he had barely anything to do with the movie. But he was there to set something up.
As someone who's not read any of the books, my favorite movie, and I think apparently everyone across the board didn't like it. They saw it, and it was great until the next one came out. But I still love Goblet of Fire.
It was good.
Of all the movies in terms of rewatchability, like right away I could rewatch it again. I have no problem watching Goblet of Fire. Order of the Phoenix is a little long and sort of dry.
Order of the Phoenix was the shortest movie they made.
I understand that.
And I didn't think it was long at all. It felt very action-packed.
It felt very long and dry until the very end. Yeah.
Really? Now, see,
The end was great. I'm not saying I'm not saying any of the movies are bad. I'm talking about if I watch it once and within like a few hours or a day later I want to watch it again, Order of Phoenix, I still have to adjust it a bit.
Now, that's an interesting perspective, and I'm not saying you're wrong, because you have a perspective I don't have, and so
because I'm a huge fan of the books.
Right, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying from the perspective of somebody who's read the book, and this isn't me disagreeing with you, this is me saying my own opinion.
You are.
No, I'm making sure you're not offended that I'm not saying you're wrong in this case. I'm saying, as somebody who's read the books, book 5 is the longest book, and it was the shortest movie, so to me the pacing felt incredibly fast because they were rushing through the book. So, to me, the fifth movie seemed the quickest paced, and it was, in fact, the shortest movie. And I just thought the fifth one was the one I was ready to rewatch right away. I think I did see it the second time that first week it came out.
I did, too, but I felt wrong about how Sirius died.
Sirius' death was...
I knew he died. I wasn't mad that he was done, because I knew that was his place in the story. It was supposed to be a big emotional beat. It almost happened so quickly... I know that's how death is sometimes, but you had no fucking clue what that doorway was. So when he died, when I first saw it the first time, I was like, wait a minute, what the fuck just happened? And my dad was like, he's like, my God, love my dad. DJ L. God will watch those movies. He'll try to stay up on them.
Yeah.
Sometimes, though, the magic can sort of lose him.
I understand.
And that was something where, on the way home, that's all we thought. Matter of fact, we called you on the way home
that night.
You
did, and I tried to explain as best I could, but even as a reader of the books, when that book came out, you know how many hours fans of those books spent discussing Sirius' death because it was so quick and mysterious? And a lot of fans swore he'd be back because it didn't explain if he was really dead or not. You know what I mean?
Well,
he went through the veil, and Harry was told death was on the other side of the veil. He was dead. But we didn't see him. We didn't know. And a lot of fans still expect him to show up in the last book. But having read the whole series, it now is very apparent to me as I reread that it was a clear death. But it was the way it was done, and it was the first major death, because yes, they killed a student at the end of the fourth movie, but it was a minor character.
Yeah, it
was
a minor.
He'd been mentioned in the earlier books, but that was the first movie he was in, and it was the first book he had anything to do with.
That was just really all across the board that was supposed to show that this is happening
Sirius.
To the kids.
Whereas
Sirius is a major character death.
Absolutely.
The kid,
Sirius was a big blow, because when Sirius died, it was taking away Harry's protection and Harry's love and the only family he'd ever known. And that's when Sirius died, was the moment I knew Dumbledore was going to die.
Yeah.
I was not sure Dumbledore would die.
Oh, I knew Dumbledore would die.
Sirius died was the moment it cemented it for me, because I'm like, they're taking away Harry's protection.
And
knowing the spell was going to wear off at the beginning of the
season. And I called it, too, that Snape would be...
You did call it.
I'm sorry. I know you don't want me here. The reason why is that... this is just every story. It's Greek mythology.
And she was rooted in Greek mythology. Right. All the great stories have some... That's what makes them great stories.
Oh, yeah.
They have this
it's Arthurian thing. Legend mixed with Greek mythology.
Absolutely.
That's... This is why... But the only problem is that everyone generally thinks of Star Wars... That's why initially I wasn't using a good argument point. I was thinking... When I was saying... She's following Star Wars. Well, no, she's not following Star Wars. She's following what George Lucas stole from everybody fucking else, which is Greek mythology and Arthurian legend.
Yeah, but she did it way better.
No, no.
Instead of debating that, since we've talked about Harry Potter for quite a while, now let's move on to other news stories.
Okay.
Trailer is up for Lost Boys 2, The Tribe.
I watched it. It was... It's weird to see Corey Feldman look badass.
I've never seen the original Lost Boys.
It's a good Schumacher film.
It does say IMDb reports that both Coreys are in the film, but there's a rumor that Corey Haim is not in it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the trailer doesn't show Corey Haim, but it shows a lot of Corey Feldman.
But
Corey
he's listed on IMDb, but IMDb's been a lot more fallible the last year than it ever was before.
It's been fallible the last few years, like horribly so.
It's been getting worse and worse in the last year, I think. If you're listening, IMDb creators, please go back to...
Is it because they're trying to expand too fast? Is it?
I don't know. I mean, it used to be so accurate, and they'd have episodes before they even aired.
It's like fucking
and now it's through a month after the episodes aired, and they haven't fixed the cast list
yet. It's like Wikipedia, but with no one fucking being the Wikipedia editors. Because God love Wikipedia I hate Wikipedia because they're all stingy bastards. Because
they don't let anything pass.
They don't let
their
anything
editors
pass.
Are hardcore.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's the thing, though.
Thank you, Stephen Colbert, for helping create that environment. But yes.
They're hardcore enough, though, that they still keep everything... They still keep their shit on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They keep it updated and keep it correct.
Yeah.
What is your...
IMDb needs... I mean, IMDb does let users edit, but you have to pay to be a user that edits. I don't know. It just needs some
stupid
help. Speaking of Colbert real quick, just very, very briefly.
You bought his ice cream.
I bought his ice cream before. His ice cream is delicious. American Dream. But John reviewed a Colbert episode last week that I had not watched yet because I was a few days behind. I did watch it last night. John Legend did kick ass on it. That's all I want to say. I would have saved it for the reviews if I had more to say, but John Legend kicked ass. Rambo 5.
I didn't know this one was a big hit. Rambo 4 was a big hit, but apparently it
was. Was Rambo 4 like just came out? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I heard it was only made for like $2 million,
$3 million. They're getting mixed signals, but Weinstein wants another Rambo, and Stallone seems to be giving in. They said, Stallone told a Swedish newspaper, I would like to take Rambo to another genre, experiment a little with the character. It would definitely not be another war movie. I can't go any further than that with what I've already done. What it's going to be like, I'm not going to reveal at this point what it'll be like, but I'm halfway through writing the script. So...
Well, that should be interesting. I hate to say it, though. I still think Rocky Balboa was one of his best films ever, besides the original Rocky.
I've only seen the original Rocky, but I loved it, and I hate that type of movie. I hate that type of character, and I loved the original Rocky.
Honestly, I know you like
genre.
Watching movies in order, but honestly, you really
skip
just need to
the last
watch...
One.
No, you really do. Well, that or you watch 1, 2, 3, 4. Do not watch 5.
I want to watch 5. I do. I
want to. Oh, do not, please, Jimmy. I beg of you. You will not want to watch 6. And 6, I think, is really the next best. It's better than Rocky 2, 3, or 4. And everyone considers 4 to be one of the better films. Mm. Well, actually, the first 4 overall are considered like holy trilogy, or not holy trilogy, but they're considered like one of the best sports films. I disagree with that. Anyway, good job, Sylvester. Your career is dying, but not just yet.
Well, it sounds to me like they're going to do something cool with Rambo 5.
Well, he becomes a doctor? I'm just saying.
Some
it's
of
like...
the fake... wait, let me read you some of the titles they suggest, since he said a different genre. And then at the end of... After they wrote these lines, they said, we're going to give Stallone more credit. We don't think he'll go this goofy. But they said, it could be Save the Farm Rambo, Buddy Cop Rambo, Politico Rambo, and Rambo Airport 2010. But they said they're giving him more credit than that. And it
Rambo
sounds to me like he's
going
to
die in L.A.
You know, I actually do respect Stallone.
I do too. Hey, I will give that man more respect. When everyone, when I was my age, back when Copland came out, making fun of Stallone.
I was never a fan, but seeing the first Rocky, I enjoyed it.
There you go.
The Wire is officially off the air now. Never watched it, so I can't review it. But HBO is replacing it by ordering 13 episodes of Number One Ladies Detective Agency, which is a book by Alexander McCall Smith. I know, it sounds stupid. They ordered a 2-hour pilot that's not part of the 13-episode order. But I guess they really like the pilots. They've ordered 13 episodes.
It sounds like a group of women from Japan.
The number one ladies detective agency.
Japanese
women. I don't know anything about it, but it's an international best-selling series, and the cover of the first book they have pictured has, like, a grass hut, but its windows are, like, a spade, like, deck of cards suit spade. I don't know. The series, it's directed by Anthony Minghella, who directed The English Patient, The Talented Mr. Ripley, and Cold Mountain.
Wow.
With a screenplay by him and Richard Curtis, who wrote Notting Hill, Bridget Jones' Diary, and Love Actually.
Wow.
So it's some talent. Stars Idris Elba, who played Stringer Bell on The Wire, and singer Jill Scott.
Okay.
Whatever. Mitch Hurwitz, who is the creator of Arrested Development, is doing a new Fox animated sitcom called Sit Down, Shut Up. It's just been green-lighted. It's not. He's waiting green light on a Arrested Development big screen movie, which would be awesome. But right now, he's doing the small screen animated sitcom Sit Down, Shut Up. Based on the short-lived 2001 live-action Australia comedy Sit Down, focuses on a self-centered high school faculty. There's been, sounds like, six other series that have premiered in the last 10 years and got canceled right away. It's just asking for a pilot. They haven't picked up the series yet. But I would really like to see Arrested Development, the movie, because while they did know it was coming to an end, and they really kind of did end it, there were also some things that weren't completely satisfactory. Rob Thomas, not the singer, the creator, showrunner of Veronica Mars, is going back to CW to oversee a sequel to the Aaron Spelling teen saga Beverly Hills 90210. It's not clear if it's a TV movie or if it's a...
Kill Dylan.
It is going to be a Darren Star free sequel. I don't know who Darren Star is.
He's the guy that pretty much executive produced Sex and the City.
Oh, okay. Well, they're doing it without him. Rob Thomas, Veronica Mars guy, is doing the sequel to Beverly Hills 90210. And lastly, a cool news story, though. I do have a couple other news stories. On the bubble shows that have not been decided, but they do think these will probably be picked up because of the strike. They haven't had a chance to get a lot of pilots. So these are the shows that are probably back. According to Jim, why? Back to You, Bones, yay! How I Met Your Mother, yay! Knight Rider, why? Law and Order Criminal Intent, Moonlight, Prison Break, Scrubs, probably on ABC, Terminator, and Till Death. Probably not back. Aliens in America, yeah. That's a little sad. Casual Mafia, I expected that. Jericho and yeah. Reaper. Reaper disappoints me. I really felt like it had potential. It starts back tonight. There's a new episode of Reaper tonight.
Yeah, I think so.
They said Jericho, they filmed two endings, a cliffhanger and a non-cliffhanger ending, and they're going to decide before they air the finale that they filmed if it's renewed or not. But it's under the probably not care category. Honestly, I would, if it were me, I love Cashmere Mafia, but I'm okay. And I love Aliens America, but I'm okay. I want Jericho and Reaper back. And if they would keep Jericho and Reaper, I would be okay if they cancel, according to Jim, Back to You, Knight Rider, Law and Order, Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Moonlight, and even Till Death, if they just let us keep Jericho and Reaper.
Wow.
I'd trade them all just for Reaper. I'm liking Jericho, but I love Reaper.
I liked Reaper, but I will admit it.
It feels like first season Buffy to me. It gives me hope that it's going to be like the next great show if it sticks around.
Yeah, I guess
we'll see.
I know. I mean, I do want to stick around.
Yeah, you seem so sure that How I Met Your Mother was getting canceled, so that's why I got very excited when I saw it was probably back.
Well, concerning the show is always so great in your eyes, and that
it is.
It's yes, fantastic. What I'm saying is it's that the fact that even was put in that category was humorous to me because you saying that it's the best rated show ever.
I didn't say it was the best rated show ever.
Well, you talk it up like
CBS's
it's
CBS's best rated sitcoms, which granted CBS is not known for its sitcoms.
Exactly. The only sitcoms it's ever been known for, I think, is what? All in the Family, if I remember this correctly. All in the Family.
Going back a few years.
And Everybody Loves Raymond.
Nice.
Exactly. Everything else is all Dallas and yeah. Yeah.
Heath Ledger's my last news story. His last movie, he is being replaced by three actors. I don't remember what the last movie's called. Something weird. Dr. Parsons or something. He's being replaced by Jude Law, Johnny Depp, and Colin Farrell are all playing Heath Ledger's character, which I think that's great that those guys all jumped in there and gave him some help.
I drew a penis.
Excellent. Hey, did you like the Hulk's drawing?
Yes, I did.
That was posted.
You know, speaking of which,
not that I drew it. It was the Hulk that drew it. It wasn't.
While I was updating something just now, I did catch something.
Uh-oh.
We had an email on Tuesday, March 11th.
That you wrote.
What?
That you wrote.
No. I know the person.
Alan Wood that I went in and deleted and deleted out the recycle bin because I read it and it sounded like a cross between a fake email and hate mail.
Oh, I know who this is. He does a webcomic.
To be honest, I read his email, and it seemed like a cross between a fake email and a hate mail, and I started to write a really angry reply to him, and then I bit myself, and I said, you know what? I'm just getting rid of this email, so we don't talk about it, because it just is going to piss me off.
Hey, guys. Casual reader here. I wanted to say something to you for to Nick Nitro.
He's not even a real listener. He's a reader.
He's a listener.
He said casual reader. So he's not even a real listener.
Whatever.
I don't think he's real.
Really?
Even if he's got a webcomic, it just makes me mad.
I know exactly who this is. Alan, sir, he is calling you out.
It just made me mad because he kind of attacked... Oh, yeah, I did see that comic. He kind of attacked me and made it seem like I was being a jerk, and I wasn't. You make fun of me for my inability to sing.
Yes.
I don't see how that's any different.
But you bring it up yourself.
Me.
You bring it up yourself.
I do. So and I made one comment one time about the math.
Yes, but... That's insulting my intelligence. I never insult your. Again, you're insinuating that I'm an idiot.
No, I'm not. I'm saying it was an easy math problem.
So what? I'm not good at math. I'm dyslexic. So that's two things against me against math. And I never insult your intelligence.
You insult other God-given abilities or non-abilities, which I
God has not graced you with those abilities.
I would
God has
up
not
some
graced
of my
you with
intelligence. Exactly, and God has not graced you with math intelligence. So don't take it as anything more personal than what you say to me, because it wasn't intended to be a comment overall on you. You're not strong in one area. That's fine.
Yes, but it's the way you said it. There's a difference. Like, when I say something sarcastic...
If it was calculus...
See, but you're saying it in a very condescending manner more than it's a joke. It's like... Because this is right. The entire argument was when this all happened was you're like, seriously, my third graders and lesser could do better than that.
They could have. No, I didn't say do better. I said they could figure it out. I think you freaked out because you saw math and you're not good at math. I don't think it was a difficult math
problem. I totally disagree with that. There are other people that saw that who are great at math, and they got stuck for at least maybe 5 minutes on the damn thing.
On that?
Yes.
I mean, I don't think most people could have done it in 10 or 15 seconds, but it didn't seem to me like it would take more than a minute or two.
That's why I got mad. Because then when I said, what are you trying to insinuate? You said nothing. You just got very silent.
I wasn't insinuating anything. I wasn't.
If you weren't, you would have responded back, I'm not insinuating anything. You just sat there real silent and watched your TV show.
Well, no, I said nothing and then didn't say anything else because you seemed very angry. And I'm like, why is he so angry? I made one comment about it, and you know, it feels like
I don't care if you make fun of me on anything else, because I actually like the fat joke you cracked, and then they all turn your back on you guys. But everything else, but I was like, I never attack your, I never attack your,
by the way, not you.
I never attack your intelligence, though.
You attack my singing, which is the same thing as intelligence.
You do that before I do.
Every
song parody, I'm listening to the song parody, and I'm like, I didn't write that parody. We make fun of Jimmy singing.
Of course I wrote lines to make fun of my singing, but do you know why? Because for so many fucking years, everybody made fun of me for it, and a number of other things. Not everybody. John and Nathan made fun of me for it, and so many other things. They were so mean to me in high school,
I used to take it personally and get upset about it
the way you did the math thing, but I decided that rather than get upset about it and be offended, I would bring it up first and make it laugh with them instead of...
That has nothing to do with making your brain figuring out... Because I might be horrible at math. I could possibly, if I worked super hard on it...
I see in the same category. You're just not used to being made fun of for math, so you haven't developed those coping strategies.
Because I take that personally.
To take the singing thing personally.
Why?
Because I couldn't do...
You're not made to sing.
But you're not made to do math.
I disagree with that, because you can teach yourself to do math.
You can teach yourself to sing?
No, you cannot.
You can.
No, you can't.
You can.
Jimmy, you
can. To a point. And the same thing with math. To a point. You're not going to teach yourself to be a math genius. You can teach yourself to be better at math. You're not going to teach yourself to be an opera star, but you can teach yourself to be better
than
singing.
You're not going to be an opera star, and I'm not going to be a math genius.
Exactly.
But
you can teach yourself to be better in math. I can teach myself to be better in singing. In fact,
but
compared
to
how I used to
be,
I'm much better in singing than I used to be.
But you will not be better in singing ultimately.
And you will not be better in math ultimately.
If I applied myself, I could be.
In a lot of math, yes, but not in all math. There's a certain conceptual.
But as far as you know, that's what I'm saying.
And you think if I apply myself and spend every day learning to sing, you don't think I could become a great singer?
Honestly, no. Because God did not grace you. He's graced you with a wonderful talent of writing and the gift of gab, but not for singing.
I understand that's not a strong point, but I've gotten much better with practice, and if I devoted a lot more time and practice to it, I feel I could be much better. Which is our only email, and it's made us get into this real... I totally forgot to do emails at the top of the show. Sorry about that.
No,
and
you're not.
I really am. And that's why I was waiting to see if you say anything. It's like, I think this is fake, so I'm going to delete it and delete it from the recycle bin and see if Nick says anything, because I think it's
no,
fake.
I was like going in there to add myself so like me and John could get forwards, and that's when I saw because I was like...
Where'd you see that? Oh, in the list of forwarding stuff? Because it was forwarded to me?
No. It says how many emails we've had. We've only had, honestly, real, like, 7 emails. Wow. And we had, like, 9 or 10 submissions in there. Two of them...
Well, the tone he did it and the wording just really pissed me off. And I started to write back a really angry letter in response. That's why I didn't save it.
Oh,
hey,
you leave Alan alone. Alan was coming to my defense.
Well, he didn't do it in a very nice way.
Well,
he kind
you
of
should
villainized
have.
Me,
you know what?
And I took offense at that.
Well, you fucking mentioned it on the air. That's actually the only thing that made me mad. And then you got them all in agreement. Yeah, you made it all in agreement that. And then you fucking brought up to John, which was supposed to be just between you and me, that you and your girlfriend totally ignored after we waited for half an hour to an hour.
Yeah.
You guys fucking ignored us.
No, I brought
yes,
in,
you,
I introduced her, and then we turned around and left.
That's fucking. Ignore. We fucking waited all that time. Well, I already met your girlfriend.
I know. You've hung out with her plenty of times.
Yes, she's very
I'm sorry.
Lovely.
And I apologized to John before the show even started last week, because I'm like, if you were offended, I am sorry. I didn't mean to. I mean, I wanted you to...
John, I'm sorry. The lack of trust has been broken.
No. I talked to John about it before the show started.
You know what? Next time on The Good and the Bad and the Geeky, we'll find out what we all did to the cat while he wasn't looking.
Do you want to... Well, how long have we been going?
I have no fucking clue.
Do you have the timer?
Oh, I'm not looking at the timer.
I want to know, because...
It's 36 minutes.
Oh, my fucking God. I was going to say, talk about the convention and JT's show real quick, and then we can take a break.
Okay.
You do that while I take a drink. Of water. Not alcohol. Because it's only 4 in the afternoon on a school night. Damn it, I need a drink!
Okay, overall, the convention was really good. I'm going to have a report, so I'm not going to say too much. Some really cool things that happened. I got to meet Adrian Pastar. I didn't get to really talk
Star
to him.
Heroes.
Star of Heroes. I didn't get to talk to him. God love him, though. If he did his own hair, he looks like Sonic the Hedgehog or Donald Trump with an air blower right in his face. Pushing
Flock of Seagulls.
Flock of Seagulls. Thank you. That's I couldn't remember what
you
told
had said Flock of Seagulls.
I know. I was like, I said something to Jim.
It wasn't quite Flock of Seagulls, but I see where it could have been just a little more. It was on its way to Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't up like Flock of Seagulls, but it was on its way to being up like Flock
but
of Seagulls.
But he seemed really nice overall, and he shook my hand, and I said, when I was leaving, I was like, by the way, keep up. I wanted to talk to him about his YouTube videos, but obviously I didn't get... I'm sorry, I'm not going to pay the money I took for the picture and then go back and sign, you know.
No, absolutely.
Get the picture signed or whatever. So, but anyway, it was really, really cool to meet him. I got to speak to some other webcomic artists and whatnot, but overall, it was just really neat to be there with everybody. Jimmy, you totally missed out, sir.
I'm sorry, maybe next year. I would like to.
Actually, I talked to JT and Mark, the guy who runs Webcomic Cartoonist Choice Awards, and this is a big, huge if, maybe.
Uh-huh.
But maybe The Good, the Bad, and the Geeky can come up and do a little performance for the show.
If that's happening, I'm definitely there. And John, we'll get John there somehow.
Right.
And
maybe
we'll also have
a booth.
Nice.
If that happens, we'll have
a
booth.
Well, then
that
we could toss our comic and books up there, too. But it would be
well,
nice
that's what
to
I'm saying.
Be
you can do your books, and I'll have another booth for Dribble for Kids. And I'll see if I can take Nathan Trimmer up there as well. That way we can get a big...
We can take a whole staff.
A whole staff. A whole group of interns.
We would be in charge of a group of people then.
I know, that's
terrible. Oh my God. It's like we're real bosses.
I know, it's horrifying.
It is kind of weird to do a show without John. It's been so long.
I know, it's so
like,
weird.
We used to do this every week, just the two of us.
And see how off track we are, John?
Without John, we need... And we used to get this way all the time.
I know, this is the reason why.
Why?
We didn't
have
John. John is our anchor.
I did not realize how much John meant until we're out of... That's the name of this episode. John is our anchor.
John is our anchor. You know what? That's a, you know, I'm going to write that down.
Because,
the furry
you know,
monsters.
I knew John was valuable, but I didn't realize
John
how much until he wasn't here.
Anchor.
And I really hope he listens to this episode and realizes how much we miss him.
Well, I was trying to say that the other day, and I came off looking like feeling like a fool. Because, no, seriously, though, John got into the car wreck and he was still here. Okay. He called us. If it was,
I went and picked him up.
God love, if it was anyone else that usually used to do the show with us back in the No Name Show, they wouldn't call us. Or they would call us like 2 days later going, so when are we going to do the podcast? It's like, we did it 2 days ago. Why weren't you there? Well, you didn't call me. We called you a day before. Oh, I must have forgot. You should have called me. We are tired of calling.
I knew within hours after that wreck. We were talking to John and working things out.
No, right. Exactly. He was...
John is the best thing that's happened to this show.
So, exactly. So, John... And, he also,
and,
like,
and all jokes aside, last week, I know I ragged that the show would be much better without Nick, but the show would not be much better without Nick. It would suck without Nick.
It sucked without Jimmy, or it would suck without John.
I think so.
We are a trifecta.
I think it's the mix. It's
a trifecta.
John's Captain Kirk. Because he's the balancer.
I'm the Enterprise.
I was putting some Kirk Spock McCoy.
Everyone rides me.
I was going Kirk Spock McCoy because I was going to say you're the cranky emotional one and I'm the logic one. Or vice versa. Sometimes vice versa.
I would say on all
sometimes
honesty,
I'm the cranky. I don't know I would say which
more,
one of us would be Spock
you're
McCoy.
More Kirk.
But see, Kirk. Okay, Kirk.
I would
is,
say you're more Kirk, okay. And then John is
John's,
Nimoy,
Spock, and you're
and,
McCoy.
And I'm no matter what, in any analogy, I'm Dr. Bones McCoy.
He's Bones.
I'm Bones.
He said Bone. Okay, let's. Right, anyway. We've got a much shorter episode of Celebrity Apprentice tonight, so that'll help with the timing.
But let's not deviate away since we've forgetting to do it for the past two episodes.
Oh shit! Yeah. Real quick before we get into our break.
JT Ukes at 40. It's a great podcast. We're helping.
Hey Nick, did you see out the window today? How nice!
I know, it's so amazingly nice.
JT,
it reminds me of a ukulele.
I only said that because JT and Nick were discussing over the weekend.
I know.
I got off topic, and that's what I do. And I would like to personally apologize to JT, who I've never talked to in real life, but seems like a very cool guy.
Well, you'll talk to him next year. He still owes you
a malt beverage. But he seems like a very cool guy. I enjoy his podcast greatly, and I did not mean to get off topic.
He talked me down from having a Blue Moon the other day, a blueberry-flavored beer.
Blue Moon's not blueberry-flavored.
I thought it was blueberry-flavored.
No, it's served with an orange. It's very orange-looking, so I'm thinking it's citrus-flavored.
Oh, well, it's orange citrus, but why is it called Blue Moon?
I don't know.
That's fucking gay.
It is. Anyway, back to JT's show. Which I do not want to get off of. I'm so sorry, JT, we didn't talk about
nightdig.com/JT.
Is it available on YouTube, iTunes yet? Because I couldn't find it.
I couldn't find it either this morning because I was trying to find the RSS feed.
JT, if it's available on iTunes, let me know because I want to. It'll be easier.
We'll post on the site. JT, Ukes at 40. Anyway. He's trying to get before his 40th birthday, which I think is in a few days, donations for his ukulele.
Oh.
Like John, he wants a ukulele like, kind of like John has.
Oh.
Well,
makes me want to donate.
Yeah, so say, I'm actually going to donate.
What's the web address again?
www.nightgig.com/JT/.
Thank you, JT Shea. Is it?
It's Tim. But I see that's the problem. Matter of fact, everyone called there, like at the con, called Tim him Tim.
Shea. Yeah.
But because his father's name was also Tim, went by JT on the show.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah. Wrap it up.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you short, but we're already running so
Jimmy's
long.
Girlfriend's coming over.
Well, now it's not that. So their show's already 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And we haven't even got to the break yet.
We really did fucking ramble, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so...
And it's a great show. We can't even edit anything. We'll go quick through the reviews.
Yeah, so...
We have the shortest episode yet of Celebrity Apprentice and a musical song.
So,
very happy people.
Right after this.
My phone is ringing. I wonder who it could be.
Hey,
Jimmy?
Nick? Yeah, can you go ahead and turn the reverb off for a second?
Okay.
Wait, is that the button over here?
Yeah,
that's it.
Okay, cool.
Oh, God, Jimmy, listen, this is bad.
Nick, I don't want to see this anymore.
Do what? What?
What? I can't hear you.
Where?
I said I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, I can't. Wait a minute. Will you keep the distractions down?
Hey.
I'm sorry. What? You don't want to do what?
Liberty Credit for the total disaster. There's been drunkenness, nudity, profanity.
Sounds like you're on a typical night, my man.
I know. I've been sober. My clothes have been on the entire time. It's horrible.
Look, Jimmy, I'm sorry I'm not there, but it really can't be helped. You just need to buck it up and just, you know, do this thing.
How dare you leave me? You just have the whole fucking comments, take off your days without a word. How fucking dare you? You get your ass back here right now.
Jimmy, wait. The connection's fuzzy. Would you repeat that last bit?
Never mind. When are you coming home?
I don't know. I know.
It's been lonely in the studio without you. Why did somebody fuck her trying to kill me? Such a lie. Anyway, did you watch Lost this week?
Jimmy, I'm sorry to interrupt, buddy, but I'm sorry I called you for a reason. Man on a mission here.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
All right, I don't know that I trust you with this. Oh, I'm sorry, man. Is John around?
He's taking a dump. What is it?
Taking it. Okay, fine. You know what? This can wait. I'll ask you, can you wire me some cash?
Cash? I don't know.
Yes, some green.
Damn
it, Jimmy. Forget your tubby tummy. I am in jail.
Jail? How the hell did you end up in jail?
It's a long fucking story.
That's okay. I'm not doing anything right now.
I am. What part of I am jail do you not understand?
Oh, right.
Fine. I went to General Crater to New Jersey to...
New Jersey? Why the fuck did you go to New Jersey?
Jimmy, do you want to hear the story or now? Shut it.
Sorry.
We chased Jagger to New Jersey. He knocked down some big bridge, apparently.
Oh, it makes sense. You're in jail because that's for the monster and not for the plane to just take
down. I'm not in jail for the bridge. Apparently, the bridge was no big deal. They were going to demolish it anyway. But let me continue. We managed to corral him away from the general populace, and I convinced the general to release him into my care.
I got him away from the general. How did you convince the general?
Shut up. So anyway, I told Kramer it was a misunderstanding, and once he got J. Agger's credit card to cover the damages, but apparently he has wonderful credit for a sea monster, and, you know, he was released. Then J. Agger decided he was thirsty, so he headed to the local dive bar, a little out-of-the-way bar. I didn't want to attract any more attention than necessary. But on the way, this little poodle came out and decided he wanted to challenge J. Agger, and yip, and he bent his ankles. No, the dog, then Diego picked him up, and long story short, they accidentally crushed the mutt.
I get it. The dog's better complain, and that's why you're in jail.
No, Jimmy, for shut your motherfucking mouth.
Sorry.
The dog barn was nowhere in sight, so we ran away before we were caught.
What happened to the poor dog?
J. Agger ate him. No sense of leaving around evidence. So we get to the bar, and I ordered us a couple of beers. The bartender cards up J. Agger's license, which I then stuck in my wallet before I ran off to chase him. The bartender examined the license, and then I called the cops. J. Agger was a fake, a phony, a fraud. He's only 3, not 21.
I never would have guessed. That's
for the truth. I know, right? In the British... So that's when I got arrested for trying to buy alcohol for a minor. The cops were pretty understanding. After all, not many 3-year-olds are 20 stories tall. My bill was only set at $50, though, and the bartender got my last 20 when I was, you know, paid for the beers, and I never got it back, and I had $5 in my name.
Why did you say so? I can let you $50.
God.
Hey, was that J. Edgar? Let me talk to him.
No, Jimmy, that was not J. Edgar. Just please wire me the goddamn money.
That's honest way. Trying to get after you, but you're in jail.
Hi, folks. This is JT from the GigCast, and I'm the host of a new daily podcast to raise money for a very worthy cause. It's called JT Ukes at 40, and on it I talk with my kids, play some music, and basically talk about my first 40 years and what I've learned. And it's all to help raise money to buy me a ukulele. What? No, I did. No, I told you it was a selfish podcast. No, I did. Anyway, folks, if you could just go to nightgig.com/JT, listen to the podcast, tell your friends, and, oh, send me money, and we can all have a happy, happy day. Remember, that's nightgig.com/JT. Hope to see you there.
Having fun.
Oh, yeah.
jump and run. Happy, happy,
oh, yeah.
Laughing all the while. They're feeling fine.
Furry happy monsters feeling glad.
Furry happy monsters feeling glad.
Furry happy monsters laughing. Something has gone wrong.
What are we gonna do?
Sighing, sighing. Have turned low.
Oh, I am so sad.
Crying, crying. Hear them sob and whine. Cheerful,
cheerful.
That's a real good sign that they're feeling glum. Sad, sad times have come.
You don't have to cry. We can be happy.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
That was Furry Happy Monsters, and before that, we heard, of course,
Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice,
four.
Yeah.
You know, Nick,
four.
I've got a bone to pick with you. You're the one who hosts the show. And,
oh, my God.
Sorry.
You're fine.
And it's the show and chooses what goes on and off the air. After listening to that episode of Celebrity Apprentice, I think you're just trying to milk that thing for all it's worth. It reminded me of those reunion
right.
shows on TV.
You got me paid.
I think it's all Nick's fault. He's milking the concept.
So how many?
Because we were only supposed to have five episodes, because that's how many... We were supposed to have five, because that's how many it would take for the six contestants to be
right.
number one. Now we've got six episodes, because we have this episode that you aired that was just supposed to be a private conversation between you and me.
What can I say? I'm a whore. I like to whore my stuff out.
I really didn't come out sounding very good on it.
Jimmy, I think you came out sounding fine, especially, you know, the whole prison stuff. Yeah, but hey, stay tuned next week. It'll be an actual real episode.
Part five. Six.
Unless
Nick decides to milk it out a little more. But we, you know, that proves that we
I mean, yes, we will milk it out. We'll do 10 parts.
No, we won't.
I know.
but see, the reason that part was aired tonight is to prove that Celebrity Apprentice continues even when John's not here, because it was all pre-recorded.
Yes.
Yeah,
totally.
All pre-recorded weeks ago.
Yes.
The whole J. Edgar thing, you'll find out how it's resolved by the end of the show, I'm sure.
Exactly.
Because we filmed that already. Yeah.
Yes, film. Not digital.
I don't know.
Hey, I know.
I'm sorry. Hey. I just thought of that idea this afternoon to do that quick episode. I thought it would be
you're
a good way to do it without John. But anyway.
You're fine. You're fine.
Cool.
I think everyone gets the joke anyway.
I know. That's what I meant. Okay. We get some reviews.
Yeah.
Nick, review your Simpsons game.
Okay. I borrowed it from Nathan Trimmer. It's a great, it's actually, I think, the best Simpsons game.
That's
it's
a fantastic
all,
review. Let's move on. No, I'm kidding.
it's 3D cell shading mixed with 2D animation cutscenes. So it's actually done by the entire cast, the entire crew. They even have some video game special guests. The guy who created The Sims, I don't remember his name, but it's actually him. Also, Matt Groening makes a very kick-ass cameo, and so does God. So if you've seen
the Simpsons, not only the sports set God, the real God.
The real God. He's a little busy, though, in the game, playing a game called Planet Earth, which apparently The Simpsons is a mini-game of, which I think is in itself hilarious.
Quite hilarious, yes.
Yeah. I also do think it's funny to note when Matt Groening...
The Good, the Bad,
and
the Geeky is also a mini-game in Planet Earth.
Yes, in Planet Earth. And if you need to fight God at any point, you just play Dance Dance Revolution. No, that is actually pretty cool, though, because the whole game is making fun of other video games.
Right.
You parody... they do Joust. I think Super Mario Brothers, I think, is at one point was in there. Sort of a bowling thing. But Matt Groening, though, he plays himself as the creator of The Simpsons, but more importantly, Futurama. And so Bender and Zoidberg show up, too. It's... probably one of the greatest cameos in a video game I've ever seen. Matter of fact, it makes me wish that the Futurama game was like that. Like, it was that good. In a way, though, it really wasn't. So, overall, though, it's a great game. It was a little easy to beat, but the whole point is there's tons of other stuff you can collect that it should be well worth its way in replay. I sort of disagree with that, but... Once you beat the game, there's really no point to the rest of the game except for finding the little boxes here and there. But that, to me, is sort of boring. I didn't really ever like that stuff in games because there's nothing really else to unlock. So it's not like Spider-Man 2 where it's like Grand Theft Auto 3 because that's the same sort of thing. And once you beat the game, you can maneuver around and do whatever. Like in Spider-Man 2. The only problem is Spider-Man 2, you can fucking web-sling everywhere. You can go up to the top of the Statue of Liberty and just stare at New York for a bit and go, okay, I'm bored. Let me catch a helicopter back to New York. And you can fight crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little repetitive when you fight the thugs, and they're the same kind of thugs, but...
Can you go to Ground Zero?
Yes.
And see, like, the destruction that's
You can't see the destruction, but they have two little lights that mean they stand for the Twin Towers.
The two lights that shoot up in the sky?
Yes.
Which they actually did have in real life.
Yes, they did.
But you can't wander through, like, the ruins.
Yeah, there's no ruins there. It's all cemented over. But, I mean, it's pretty neat to do that. You can climb... And also, sometimes they have, like, little games, like stat games, where you can see... Jump from the highest point in New York, which... In the game is the Empire State Building. And if you fall so far...
Well, it's now that the Twin Towers are gone.
Right. And when you fall down, if you web-sling away, like if you're, you start falling at a direct rate, it's kind of like in real life, the wind starts blowing so the screen starts getting fuzzy.
Cool.
Yeah, so sometimes it gets difficult if you... Especially... Because the whole point is the highest jump, you have to literally jump, free-fall it, and right before you hit the ground, you can go splat, you got to web-sling away, and then you break a record. So it's all kinds of crazy shit like that. That's fun replay.
Mm-hmm.
Simpsons, though, you just wander around Springfield, talk to people, beat people
like
up.
Fun. I'd like to play it.
Yeah, Road Rage had better replay value because that was more like
Road Rage or any of the Simpsons games.
Simpsons Road Rage was actually one of the first real good games, like of the newer series. But beyond that, overall Simpsons game, good review.
Excellent.
So
we both watched Celebrity Apprentice, the real Celebrity Apprentice, Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice, and it was fantastic.
Can I just say, you found out the same way I did. We were both kindred spirits watching, yes. We were watching Saturday Night Live with Amy Adams. I was in
Which
Florida.
Which we'll review in a second.
Yes, we will. I was in Florida. I was so tired, about ready to crash, and what happened was we got home Saturday night, and I was like, well, I'm tired, I'm going to crash, and I couldn't go to bed. So I'm just sitting there in bed, like, lying. I'm just listening to SNL, just listening to it. And because it's not TiVo, like, Jimmy, God love him, has it here. But were you watching it live, by the way?
I was watching it, like, Monday on TiVo. And
you just saw the commercial.
But I saw it as I was filming there. And I hate The Apprentice for doing this. In the commercials, they reveal who got sent home the previous week. And I had not a chance to watch it yet. Although, having seen that, it made me want to watch it. And I don't think it detracted at all from the enjoyment of the experience.
No. So, yeah.
Omarosa got fired.
Oh, God, that was
But
so
Pierce,
good.
When he kissed Trace Adkins, that was
he
a glorious moment.
Fucking
Trace did. But Donald was like, that was the best thing ever. Trace,
I know,
you'll understand.
Just, yeah,
you'll understand.
He's like, there's a weird pause, and he's like, that is funny. You do know that, right? I was just like, and
You're
Trace was
serious.
Just like.
He wasn't being serious. Trace thought, I think Trace thought he was, like, actually gay at that point.
Well, I just think Trace is such a masculine man from the country down south that you don't do that. Like, if you're gay, that's fine, it's for you, but you don't kiss me if you're gay.
Right, yeah.
So it's not homophobia, but in a way it is. It's just the way he was brought up. It's the way his masculinity works.
Exactly.
So,
and Cheers got tired of being called
gay and other unnecessary insults that had nothing to do with reality by stupid bitch on Rosa. And that was the best comeback he could have ever came up with.
I love that. He's like, you tell Mr. Trump I'll be right in. And he runs out there.
Yeah, so he's like, Pierce, ask Pierce if he wants to come back and defend himself. And I love that he set up a video feed for Pierce to watch. You can tell Trump was totally in Pierce's
head. Oh, I know.
He was not sorry at all to fire on Rosa. He's a squirrel.
And the video review afterwards, when she's driving away, she's like talking all prim and proper, like she's a businesswoman. Sure. And finally, she's just like, "Peace out." I'm like, "What the fuck
she's
was that?"
Stupid. Nobody cares about her.
I know that. Well, that just aggravated me even more. Yeah, I was like, "Thank God you're fucking gone."
I know. Sarah Lyon, Amy Adams, though.
It
was a good episode, but Amy Adams wasn't very good. That's the way I feel about the Ellen Page episode. It was a good episode. Ellen Page was very good. Now, I did enjoy the Bravo sketch. That was fierce. Although my friend Lisa said that sketch was just a tranny mess.
Yes, it was.
With 30% more.
A tranny mess that's fierce.
Exactly.
Tranny mess.
A hot mess. Hot tranny mess.
But not in a good way, in a bad way.
It was fierce.
It was fierce, yes.
Make it work.
Make it work.
With 30% more catchphrases. if you watch Project Runway at all, it was a great thing. Which, the Project Runway season finale was this week, and yes, Christian. The hot tranny mess guy won. That was several days before Saturday Live, so they knew that when they did it. And to be honest, I didn't want him to win until that last episode. Because that whole season, he was this overconfident, egotistic, my stuff is fierce, and if you don't like it, you're wrong, blah, 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 type guy. And then the last episode, like, his confidence was gone because he was really afraid he was going to lose and nobody expected him to win. And so it was kind of like, you actually started to feel sorry for him. And he did have the best. He really went out on a limb and not being fashion conscious at all, just mostly listening to the judges, he did have the best line and the most departed from his normal style while still being him. So it was fun. I liked Project Runway. And another good cycle. It's the only reality show that I watch. Another good cycle comes to an end. Unless you got American Idol, which I only watched part of the season. Although, American Idol sunk to all new low. I was watching the results show last night, and because they're the top 12 now. And during the results show, Ryan Seacrest took emails from viewers and read them on the air, and they answered them. Like, somebody wrote and asked why Simon and Ryan didn't just start a boxing match on stage because they hate each other. And Ryan's like, come on, Simon, get up here. Let's go. Let's go. And Simon just laughed at him. And then he started open another email, and the subject was Simon is sweet. He's like, skip that one. Go to the next one.
Wait a minute, what was the last one? What was that?
And he started open another email, and the subject line said, Simon is sweet. He said, skip that one. Go to the next email. And they didn't even read it. American Idol hit a new low when they wasted 5 minutes answering fan email on the air.
That's pretty bad.
They had it like on a big giant screen behind Ryan.
That's called killing time in the worst fucking way.
It doesn't take an hour to tell you which one person is going home.
That's my
biggest problem with the show. It should be a 5-minute commercial break special to tell you who got voted off. It should not be an hour show. Maybe 10, maybe a full 15 minutes if you want to do like Everybody Left usually performs a big song together. That's fun.
Had a bad day. Can't sing shit.
That was only like 2 or 3 seasons ago that was their ending song. They only did that for like a season.
It's
still the most memorable one.
Right, because it sort of summed up exactly perfectly what they're fucking going through.
I know.
You had a bad day.
They
should have
kept it. They should have contracted and kept it.
I think so too. But the guy probably
had
more
now,
money.
Haven't been nearly as good. Like, this year, it's going to be Ruben Studdard singing... Shit, what was he singing? It was some stupid song, but
He sings every week?
No, Ruben, the... I don't know if it'll be their going away
song
every week
or not.
Because this was old thing. It's not his song. It's an old classic song that he sang. It was dumb. I can't remember what song it was.
I thought they were supposed to fucking sing it themselves.
No, they sing whatever song they got kicked off on.
Well, that's
fucking
lame.
But this was the first week of the top 12, so this is when they actually do the goodbye song stuff. Mm. They hadn't done it previous to this. Let me see if I've got it here real quick. Didn't even record it down here, I don't think. I was going to see if I can look up the song real quick. It was bad.
While we're looking that up, what other reviews do we got, sir?
I got it right here. I just had the commercial that I want to have you look up here in a second. Let me get to the end and see.
Didn't you also tell me that Jim Carrey came out in a big...
Jim Carrey came out in a Horton, Here's a Who, big elephant costume, but it was clear it was him because his face was covered. Okay, here's Ruben's scene.
Thanks so much because of the show.
It's going to go over top this guy. I wanted him to go. He's the male stripper. That had all the big controversy.
Song's been in me.
Last week it broke, he was a gay stripper, and now he got voted off. Celebrate me home. That's Ruben singing.
Wow, that makes me
Isn't
sad.
It bad?
I'm glad he's doing that kind of music, Ruben, but, like, I don't like the fact
that... Well, it's because he has no... Anyway, I did watch this, too. I can believe that. And you watched... Aqua Teen... Oh, we're deleting stuff off of my TiVo. Anyway, no, go... Okay. There was this commercial they were talking about in Bob and Tom this morning. Bob and Tom, nationally syndicated radio show, coast to coast and in other countries. So if you hear our show, you can probably hear Bob and Tom. Very widespread radio show. Great show. Love them. Listen to them every morning with Chick and Christy. They were discussing this morning a commercial that aired in Australia and is getting huge protests against it. I have not seen it. I would like Nick to go to YouTube and I will tell him to type in Beaver Kotex.
Oh my god.
It is a commercial for tampons.
I like
featuring
tampons.
Featuring a giant beaver.
Beaver.
And it's rated M via their commercial rating, so it can only air after 8:30 at night.
Only after 8:30.
Right. But from what I've heard, it's a very innocent commercial, other than if you take things the wrong way, which you will. Funny Beaver TV ad. There it is. She's carrying a beaver. It looks kind of like the gopher from Caddyshack. Very
okay.
Cutesy stuff, beaver.
And
they're getting their hair done together. Oh, beaver's on telephone books. She's painting the beaver's nails. They're at the beach. The two guys are checking out her and the beaver, which is funny that a guy is attracted to the beaver, but whatever. Some guys only want girls for their beavers. Now they're out to lunch together.
So for the ultimate K down there, make it you.
Yeah, so you only have one. So for the ultimate care down there, make it you. For the new tampon you. I didn't see what a big deal. I don't see the controversy, personally.
I mean, I can understand them not
it's
wanting to air
commercial.
It. I would say after 9 p.m., sure. But, like, beyond that, oh, I would say 9.
In Australia, they're M-grade
I understand. I understand
that's
that.
Industry standard.
I understand that. So, but I'm just saying, like, I would say 9 o'clock. But beyond that, though, because I get it, what's saying... But if a little kid sees it, though, they go, oh, an animatronic beaver.
Well,
it's an animal. Yeah. Animals are cute. Mommy,
exactly.
Why is that woman holding that beaver? What is that, Mommy? What is that?
They're not going to get it.
Yeah, but they're going to ask questions.
And they said, and see, the complainers, no, they don't care about the complainers, and they've decided they're going to keep running the commercial because Kotex did this huge study, and they found 121 different slang terms for vagina. I'm not kidding. The complete list is not available online.
Bagoo!
Beaver was number 11, by the way. They did not list the top 10. I'd like to see the top 10. Beaver was number 11. And they've discovered it would market very well to women ages 18 to 24.
That's the new one. I don't get that.
Bajay-jay,
I prefer Bagoo.
Bajingo. I don't like Bagoo. It sounds gross. It sounds like goo.
I know. Bagoo.
Pussy is probably up in the top 10.
Cunt.
Cunt. That word.
That's for
that
dirty.
Word. We shouldn't say that.
That's more for dirty talk, though. Like, fuck me and my cunt.
But they meant slang terms women used to describe their own vagina.
Sorry.
They said beaver was on that one. Yeah.
No, dirty.
So, I don't see the problem with it, personally. It wasn't even as funny as I thought.
Ladies, I don't either. I think overall, like, it's better than most of the crap that's out there, like, in terms
yeah.
of commercials.
Oh, absolutely.
But, I mean, yeah.
It would surprise me if that was like a Super Bowl ad.
That would be a great Super Bowl ad.
It would, but they could, well, they probably could get away with it in the States.
Yeah,
even before 8:30 p.m. Yeah, I don't see the problem. They're not planning on taking it off the air. That was it for that.
That was a good commercial.
Yeah.
I liked it.
We have any other things to talk about today? Other than the
pre-commits
next week?
Sort of. I'll have more details on it for sure next week, but we have some Dribble for Kids fantastic D4K posters left over.
Mm.
I'm going to get some supplies possibly within the next week or so, and I will be selling them for $1.
My free short stories that I gave away at convention, which were MegaCon exclusives.
I will put them in there.
I was going to say, we could toss them in with your posters, or I didn't charge anything for them, and I don't plan on charging anything for them. If you really want one, email me. If I get a huge number of submissions, then maybe I'll have to ask for postage or something, but I'm not planning on it. The first
at least the first 10 people that email me can have one postage free. I'll pay the postage.
There you go.
If you want a short story for an actor's nightmare, I thought it was my best short story ever written yet. I really think it was
good. I had the three people that picked it up on Friday. Because overall, I think overall 10 people took the story. Because that's the thing, like...
It was free. I was hoping more people would take it.
See,
but the they've never heard thing. Of me, so yeah, I understand. But see, my thing was, everybody take the free short story. If you like it, come back and buy the book.
Right.
Which,
I got. Hey, I got a book.
Let's
ripped
not talk
off.
Numbers. Let's not talk.
I got a book ripped off of me. So see, if you want to,
yeah, let's not talk numbers.
Yeah,
I'm saying
we should do another show. We should just start up the No Name Show for any time we want to talk about.
We should
about anything else.
Anyway, short stories. They will be. That short story will be published again in a year or less when the short story volume 1 comes out. But until then, it is only available through me. It will not be posted on the website, so if you want it, you need to email goodbaggy@gmail.com.
You should have signed all of those copies.
And I will sign it before I mail it. There you go. And if you want it via email instead of postal mail, I will even do that for you.
And you know what? I'll have
Which means
scanned.
The pictures that I have in there will be in color if you get it via email.
Ooh.
Instead of black and white.
And you know what? I'll even have Jimmy digitally sign something, and I'll scan it in for Jimmy so he can sign it for
you. There you go. And whatever copies don't get given away are going into be recycled. So, because we are going to go green. Not really. We have a green microphone. That's as green as we're getting at the moment. But I will do my best. And to be honest, the story's probably
going to be recycled. I was so waiting to see where the fuck you were going with that joke.
I wasn't going anywhere.
We're going green. No, we're not. The closest thing we got to green is this microphone.
Honest,
I was like,
we don't have recycling in our apartment complex, so the stories probably will end up in the regular trash. But I will try. If I get at least 3 emails telling me
Al Gore, he lies. He speaks non-truth.
Al Gore, if you get at least 3 people to email goodbaggeeky@gmail.com and ask me to recycle it, I will heed my audience's wants and recycle it.
Jimmy.
But I'd rather pass it out to listeners who want them. So I'm hoping I get so many emails that I can't afford the postage.
You need to recycle, Jimmy. Just
you
like
count.
I know. I was trying to do a very bad Al Gore.
Okay.
I got the very bad part done.
Quick, you hear a whale. anyway, I got short stories. I'm trying to give them away. They're free. Email us, goodbaggeeky@gmail.com.
Ow.
Sorry, I had to be loud.
It's okay.
Actors Nightmare Book 3 will be out soon.
How soon?
Soon. I'll probably get everything handled over spring break. Maybe another 6 weeks. It'll be out. Next week on the Good, the Bad, the Geeky, John Mateen will return with a great musical number that he is singing.
Also, make sure, we always say listen to the GigCast, or we always meant to imply it, but next week me and John will have a song on the GigCast as well.
Oh, yes, I'm very excited about it.
It was supposed to be this week, but obviously John, because he's very busy and unable to, that's perfectly fine. John will still be helping us out and helping the GigCast out, so we're very excited about that.
Anything we can do to help the GigCast out, we're more than happy to do.
Hold on.
Good, Bad, the Geeky, Apprentice Episode 5-6 will be next week. The Raisin in the Sun review that I've been promising for like a month will hopefully be next week.
Yeah, hopefully.
Sorry, you know, I'm talking about a 3-hour movie that I didn't see. That sounded really good when I first saw the previews, and now I can't get up the enthusiasm. Canterbury's Law premiered this week. I will be reviewing the pilot next week. Canterbury's Law premiered.
Oh, I thought you said Care Bears Law.
No. Actually, I only recorded the pilot of Canterbury's Law. I didn't say season pass, but from everything I've heard, it's excellent, so I may say season pass. South Park premiered last night. We'll talk about that next week. Lewis the Black's The Root of All Evil. The first episode, they were debating who's destroying America more, Oprah or the Catholic Church. We'll talk about that next week.
Oprah or the Catholic Church.
I didn't mention it, but I watched Unhitched. It was really funny. Everybody should watch Unhitched. Yes, Oprah versus the Catholic Church was a debate last night.
Okay. I'll have to watch that.
And the follow-up to Project Runway. It's not follow-up, but it's on Bravo, and it premiered after Runway originally, so I got into it. It was called Workout. They're getting ready for Cycle 3, and they had a warm-up special called Workout 3, the warm-up that premiered this week. And
you make fun of our movie that we did for those titles, and that was horrible.
But they're actually in a gym working out.
You had a gym.
And they got a great theme song. You want to work it out, Jackie. I can't remember the words. It's work it out. Something. Jackie, because Jackie's the head of the gym. Anyway, it's good. Trainer died last season. It was very sad. Died in real life, because it's like actual trainers working at a gym.
Really?
He was only like 43. It was very, very sad. But anyway, that's the Good, the Bad, the Geeky for this week. The John is our anchor edition.
Yes. our Furry Happy Monster edition of John as our anchor.
Oh, Furry Happy Monsters.
Furry Happy Monsters. Oh no, they're sad. I'm so sad!
How the fuck, what the fuck made them sad and then what the fuck cheered them up again? They're in the middle of singing a happy song and they get sad? I know when I sing a happy song, I always start crying inexplicably in the middle of it for no reason.
I know. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. You have a good night.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Danke schön.
I was trying to do Heidi Klum because Patrick on my...
Oh, danke schön, baby.
She doesn't say danke schön.
I know she doesn't, but in You're my out. Version, she does.
Auf Wiedersehen.
In my version, she does because she's German.
Shut up.
Raquette Le Fromage.
And on that note...
I've already marked it. I have to pee. Let's talk about this.
Jeez! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheaper! Go have some coffee with cream or something! Because I'll tell you something! This is a happy place!
Okay, I need to start paying attention. I'm like being all giggly. Like a little girl.